Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show. I'm Matt Lodi, joined by Cleveland.com and NEOSI writer Tony Bogan, as we'll take you through week 9 already of the high school football season. Tony, how are you, my friend?
Doing really well, just enjoying the last of this good weather, and just excited to see how the rest of the season shapes up.
Well, we have got an incredibly long schedule to go through. We've got 15 games covered on the site this week. We also are going to go through the playoffs, as the OHSAA football computer ratings came out on Tuesday, and we went through and gave you all of the playoff matchups as if they were to start right now. And we've also got a number of teams on the outside looking in. So we're going to do things a little differently today. If you've joined us in the past, we usually run through each and every conference. We give you scores from last week. We go through the standings and even give you the upcoming schedule. We're going to focus more this week on the big boys, the division leaders. We'll go through the series, we'll go through the conferences and give you who's leading those conferences. And then we're also going to tie in a little bit with the playoff spots. And we'll also give you our week 9 schedule for Northeast Ohio Sports Insiders. Let's start with the Akron City series. Tony, Akron East is going to win this thing. They were a winner last week over North. No big surprise there. How far can Akron East go, in your opinion?
I think that Akron East North could possibly make it down the state because their offense has been really impressive this year. And I can see them pulling off an upset or two along the way. I think they're even though they're currently at number 6 right now, they definitely look like a threat.
Well,
in that region.
Yeah, we talked about, again, the playoff situation. Right now, Akron East, Division 3, Region 9, they would match up with Alliance, who is also 7-1 in the first round. They are in the same region with Canfield and Chagrin Falls Kenston. That would be the 1-8. Medina Buckeye would take on Peninsula Woodridge. That's an 8-0 team versus a 7-1 team. And Talmadge at 6-2 would take on NDCL. A couple teams looking in that Division 3, Region 9 include Akron, St. Vincent, St. Mary, and Aurora and Sheridan. I know, Tony, you've been high on Aurora all year at 4-4 right now. You think they sneak in somehow, or is it too late?
I think they sneak in them all with their last two. It'll be very, very close between Kenton, Aurora, Sean, and St. Vincent, St. Mary. Kenton and Sean game Friday. The losers basically eliminated from playoff contention.
All right, let's move on. We got to hurry through things on the Chagrin Valley Conference, Chagrin Division side. Perry at 8-0 is going to win that division. They beat Orange last week, 40-28. Orange at 6-2, Wycliffe at 5-3. Tony, let's talk about Perry for a moment. How far do you think they can go?
I think Perry can make it back to the Final Four because their offense is doing very, very well this year. They score an average of around 40 points per game. And I think that the game between them, a possible regional championship between them and Steubenville, will be big.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot of fun. I would look forward to seeing that one. Let's go to the Valley Division, where it's Kirtland and Cuyahoga Heights right now fighting it out. Kirtland at 5-0 in the division. They're 8-0, and Cuyahoga Heights at 7-0, 5-0 in the division. And Kirtland will play Cuyahoga Heights this week. So, really, Tony, this is a do or die for both these teams.
Absolutely. This game, I believe, is one of the games of the week. As Cuyahoga Heights beat Kirtland in the past, and
No, can't look past Kirtland for sure. All right, we move on. Let's start a little bit with the Federal League, where Canton McKinley's 8-0. They're going to make it into the postseason, it looks like. And they, of course, look like an interesting matchup for them in round one. Should they make it, they would match up with Euclid. Right now, Canton McKinley is 4 in Division I, Region 1, and Euclid is 5, or ranked 5, rather, at 7-1. Boy, Canton McKinley-Euclid would be a fun first-round game to watch.
Absolutely. I see a lot of offense being put up between those two teams. And Perry and Jackson play this week on Friday. that game may potentially be an eliminator as well, as both teams are 7th and 8th in Region 1.
Yeah, let's talk about that briefly. San Ignatius right now today would match up with Massillon Perry, and St. Ed's would match up with Massillon Jackson. So again, huge game this week between Perry and Jackson as far as that is concerned. All right, we continue to move on. The Great Lakes Conference, Bay is going to win that division. They're in the postseason. They beat you, Elyria Catholic, rather, 42-7 last week. Bay is 8-0, 5-0. I saw them earlier this year. They're an interesting team, Tony. What do you think of them? Have you seen them yet this year?
I haven't seen Bay at all, but theirs is running roughshod over the Great Lakes Conference. And what they're looking at is Rocky River, who needs to take a couple of weeks in the last 2 weeks in order to make it to the playoffs. They stay just on the outside in 9th place in Region 10.
Yeah, Division 3, Region 10. Right now, Bay would take on Hunting Valley University School, who are at 6-2, and they're ranked 6 right now as far as that is concerned. All right, we move on now to the Greater Cleveland Conference, a very good conference. Euclid and Mentor. Right now, Solon and Brunswick also still in the mix. Medina and the rest of the teams are under 500, that being Medina, Shaker Heights, and Elyria. Euclid at 7-1. We talked about them a little while ago. Mentor is 7-1. Solon, 5-3, Brunswick 4-4. I mean, you could potentially see four teams, Tony, out of that conference making it.
Yes, and for Solon needed that win against Mentor, and it was a heartbreaking loss for them. But they're looking to bounce back on Saturday. Shaker, I'll be covering that game for Cleveland.com. They need to win twice, and they need some help. And Brunswick as well needs to win twice and get some help.
Too. Yeah. And Strongsville is ranked 11th right now. So you've got Mentor ranked 3rd. They would take on Stowe Monroe Falls in a great game in round 1. We talked about Canton McKinley, Euclid. That would be another game. Solon is ranked 9th right now, and Strongsville is ranked 11th. All right, we move on again to the Lake Erie League. Right now, Bedford and Lorain, two teams that would be in the postseason. Lorain all over Maple Heights, 48-19 a week ago. They're 7-1. Bedford 7-1. They defeated Shaw last week 38-0. And lo and behold, that's one of the big games this week. It'll be on AM 930 WEOL, Lorain and Bedford. Who do you like there, Tony?
I have to say, I'm going to go with Bedford. It's a class of two of the best teams in Northeast Ohio right now. Lorain's 7th in Region 2. And even if they lose to Bedford, they're pretty much going to be in to the playoffs. It just is a matter of what seed they're going to be in. Bedford. Oh, boy, look out for them. I can see them making noise in the playoffs.
Right now, Lorain, again, at Division 1, Region 2, they would take on Lewis Center Olentangy Orange. They are ranked 2nd in Division 1, Region 2 at 8-0. All right, we move on now to the North Coast League, the Blue Division. Archbishop Hoban and Padua, two teams that would make the postseason, along with NDCL. And Benedictine is also right in the mix. Archbishop Hoban, 3-1. Padua, 7-1. Or I should say 3-0 in the conference, 7-1 overall. Padua, 7-1, 2-1 in the conference. They lost to Archbishop Hoban. NDCL, 7-1, 2-1 in the conference. And then you've got Benedictine right now at 5-3. Hoban and NDCL this week, Tony, that'll be a lot of fun.
I think it will. Hoban's just on a roll right now, but you can't look past NDCL. Benny's got a big game at Wash Chesler, which is a must win for them. Tyler's got to take on Lake Catholic, and Lake Catholic is on outside looking in Region 5. A win was huge for them.
All right, right now, Division 2, Region 5, Akron Archbishop Hoban at 7-1 would take on number 8, Garfield Heights. Garfield Heights, of course, independent. What do you make of that game should it come to fruition?
Garfield Heights will definitely be a threat. If they've won 3 in a row, they've got a big game against U.S. on Friday night. A win there would definitely help them do wonders. If Garfield Heights has definitely picked up steam coming down to the finish line.
And right now, Division 3, Region 10, Padua is ranked 2 at 7-1. They would take on number 7th-ranked Mansfield Senior. Again, this is all should the playoffs start today. And again, if you want to see that full slate, you could go to our site, go under the high school football rankings, or you could just go under the high school tab, and you can find it in there. That was posted on Tuesday evening right after the computer rankings came out. And by the way, we'll continue to do that up until the postseason. All right, the White Division of the North Coast League, VASJ at 3-4, 2-0 in the conference. Cleveland Central Catholic at 4-4, 2-0 in the conference. Trinity is at 3-4. Warren JFK at 3-5. I guess Cleveland Central Catholic is the team to watch because right now they're looking like they could be in. They're ranked 11th right now in Division III Region 10.
They'll need to win out and get some help. They're currently 2-0 in conference, and they're looking to capture another win by hosting Trinity on Saturday afternoon. And one JFK is playing against VSJ, and can possibly see two teams in 3-0 going into the last week
The PAC, the Patriot Athletic Conference Stars Division, Buckeye 8-0, 3-0 overall. They look like they're a lock to get in. Firelands 7-1, 2-1 in the conference. Black River 7-1, 2-1 in the conference. Another big game this week, and you can hear it on AM 930 WEOL, Black River and Firelands. Right now, Tony, if this thing were to wrap up today, Buckeye would be taking on Peninsula Woodridge. Buckeye's ranked number 2 right now in Division 3 Region 9.
I think that Buckeye's offense will do well, but when it's turned out Woodridge, that's the way on the start today. There's still a lot to be determined, because Black River and Firelands could definitely determine the last down the stretch here. But if I'm Firelands, I'm watching out for Keystone. They're 4-4 right now, and they could probably play spoiler to the playoff hopes of one of the aforementioned teams.
Yeah, Black River right now, by the way, is ranked 2 in Division 5, Region 17. They would take on Black River would take on Wycliffe, rather, number 7. Right now, they're ranked number 7 at 5-3 in Division 5, Region 17. All right, over on the other side, Clearview at 7-1. Looks like they're going to win that division, Tony. They're 3-0. They beat Fairview last week. They're 3-0 in the Stripes Division Conference play. Columbia at 5-3. Lutheran West at 4-4. Tony, right now, Clearview would be the number 8th ranked team in Division 4, Region 14. They would have to take on a tough opponent in Round 1 in Bellevue Clear Fork. That game would be, obviously, Friday night in 2 weeks.
I think Clearview definitely off the field of pack stress, but they can't look past the final 2 games of the year, especially against Lutheran West. And Columbia's taking on Fairview, looking to improve their playoff positioning, and they're doing it without their strong running back, Brandon Coleman.
Yeah, Brandon Coleman, we wish him all the best. The torn ACL, he is, of course, out for the rest of this season. A tough, tough break for the Raiders. All right, we move over to the Senate, where Rhodes at 6-2 is going to win that one. They're 5-0 in the division. Tony, Rhodes and East Tech this week. East Tech is hanging around at 4-4. Rhodes has really bounced back to have a nice year.
Oh, yes. Both came back from down 20-0 to beat John Hay. And they play against JFK. This is really big because should Glenville win out and make the postseason, this will determine who makes the Senate City Championship game.
And Rhodes right now is ranked Division 1, Region 1. Of course, they are ranked number 12. All right, we continue on the high school podcast preview show for Week 9, going through the playoff matchups. How about the Southwestern Conference? Always a great conference. There are 5 teams right now that are looking for playoff spots, and only one is clinched. That is Avon. They beat North Ridgeville, and what a game for the Friday night. North Ridgeville was leading this game for a long time. By the way, North Ridgeville was 1-6 entering this game. They took Avon to the limit, and Avon finally won that game 19-14. They're 8-0, 7-0 in the conference. Olmsted Falls is 7-1, 6-1 in the conference. Midview 6-2, 5-2 in the conference. Avon Lake is 6-2, 5-2 in the conference. And Amherst Steel is 5-3, 4-3 in the conference. A huge game this week for Amherst. If they want to get in the postseason, they've got to find a way to break the win streak for the Avon Eagles this week, Tony.
Absolutely. This will be Amherst currently 8 right now, and Avon Lake is also 6-2. They got a must win against Olmsted Falls. If Avon Lake and Amherst get some big wins this week, look out. We may potentially see 5 teams making the playoffs in the Southwest Conference.
All right, let's talk about that for just a brief moment before we move on. Division 2, Region 6, where all these teams are lining up. Right now, if this thing were to end today, Avon, number 1, would play who? Amherst Steel, the same team they're playing on Friday night. You would have Medina Highland taking on Midview. I'll see them Friday night against Talmadge, that being Highland, number 3 versus number 6. And number 4, Olmsted Falls, would take on White House Anthony Wayne, 2-7-1 teams. And who's on the outside looking in right now but number 10th ranked Avon Lake at 6-2. So Avon Lake this week with a huge game against Olmsted Falls. Really, I think the winner of that one is definitely going to be in the postseason.
Absolutely. Avon Lake is
Okay, we continue on here. Let's go over to the Suburban League, the American Division. I told you a moment ago, I'll be out in Highland on Friday evening to watch the Hornets of Highland take on Talmadge. That's a big game. Highland at 7-1, 4-1 in the conference. You've got Talmadge at 6-2. They are 2-2 in the conference. But let's talk about Barberton. They lead this thing right now. They are 8-0, 5-0 in the conference. What do you think about Barberton's chances in the postseason, Tony?
Really looked impressive over the past couple years, especially this season. This season definitely looking up to them, and I can see them making a lot of noise. I wonder what a potential regional final matchup between them and Holden would look like.
Yeah, right now. No, I'm sorry, Tony. I was going to say Barberton is ranked number 2 right now in Division 2, Region 5. They would match up in a first-round matchup with Eastlake North. Eastlake North is at 4-4 on the season. They're ranked number 7 right now, again, in Division 2, Region 5. We move on to another conference, the Suburban League National Division, where the Wadsworth Grizzlies having a great year. They are undefeated. They put up 54 in Twinsburg last week. They are 8-0, 5-0 in the conference. You've got Stowe Monroe Falls, 7-1, 4-1 in the conference. Hudson, 6-2, 4-1 in the conference. And we talked about North Royalton. They're hanging around, 4-4, 2-3 in the conference. Again, another great conference, the National Division of the Suburban League, where you could see four teams make the postseason.
Exactly. Wadsworth is undefeated, but they're hosting Brentsville. Brentsville's on the outside looking in at 13 right now, but I can see that game being tighter than a lot of people expect. And Hudson's playing against Twinsburg, who beat them last season. So
yeah, a little revenge. Yeah, definitely revenge. And Wadsworth right now ranked number 2 in Division 2, Region 6. They would host Sylvania Northview in the first round 2 weeks from Friday in the postseason. All right, we continue to move along. Let's check out the Western Reserve Conference. Brush, Chardon, Kenston, all at 6-2. Brush and Chardon are both at 4-1 in the conference. What a game last Friday night as the Brush Arcs overcame Chardon 21-20. And right now, they look like they're going to make the postseason. Chardon's also again 6-2, 4-1 in the division. And we got Kenston 6-2 at 3-2 in the division. And we mentioned Eastlake North a moment ago, 4-4, and they would match up in the first round as well. So you've got, again, a possibility of four teams making the playoffs here, Tony.
Absolutely. Mayfield is also 4-4, 2-3 in the West Reserve Conference. They've got a big game against South. And here's another thought on North. They've won 3 in a row. They've pulled off some huge wins down the stretch. And if they win out, or even if they split their last two, possibly, they are in a position to make the playoffs for the first time in school history.
Wow, that would be huge. Hudson right now would take on Bedford in Division 2, Region 5, and Brush would take on Benedictine. That would be a great matchup. Brush right now is sitting at number 3 in Division 2, Region 5. Benedictine is ranked at number 6. All right, we move on with more action here. It's the Independents, where, of course, you're going to get a bunch of these guys in the postseason. We talked about that a little earlier. Eds, Iggy, Lutheran East, Massillon Washington, Western Reserve Academy, University School, St. Vincent, St. Mary, Gilmore, and Garfield Heights, all of them look like they might make the postseason, Tony.
Absolutely. Gilmore and Lutheran East is going to be a really huge game for Saturday afternoon. Lutheran East is currently in ninth right now. They surpassed their win total last year. They're looking to make the playoffs in the first half of 2001. and Wade against Gilmore will go a long way towards that.
Yep, we move on now to the Portage Trails Conference, the county division. Rootstown and Mogador, those two teams right now are looking at playoff spots. They're both undefeated. Rootstown at 8-0. Mogador is at 7-0. Right now, Mogador would be in action in week one. I just had it pulled up a minute ago. Rootstown would take on Columbia Station. Columbia right now at Division 6, Region 21. Mogador at the number one rank would take on Independence. Mogador right now at 7-0. Independence at number 8th in that conference. Those would be some good early matchups in the postseason.
Yeah, Rootstown is doing really well this year, and Mogador got a game against Valley Christian. Despite their record, it's 5th place in Division 7, Region 25. That game may be tough for Mogador, but Valley Christian, they're no slouches.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, all these matchups that we continue to talk about as far as postseason, you know, really, again, with 2 weeks to go, a lot of things can change, but this just gives you kind of an update on where some of these teams are when they, you know, when they take the field this week and how important for a lot of these teams it is to finish strong. Our last conference today, the Portage Trails Conference, the Metro Division, Woodridge at 7-1, 5-0 in the conference. They beat up on Coventry 41-14 a week ago. Coventry at 6-2, 4-1 in the conference. Tony, what do you like there?
I think that Woodridge has a great chance of winning out. They're 7th right now, and if they get to the playoffs, they may pull an upset or two because they've got the offense rolling.
Yeah, that would be, again, very, very interesting. They would take on Buckeye. Buckeye's had a tremendous year. Division 3, Region 9. Medina Buckeye, of course, as we mentioned a while ago, undefeated. That's the same conference with Canfield, Kenston, Alliance, Akron East, and a couple teams on the outside looking in include SVSM, Aurora, and Chardon. All right, let's give you our schedule and remind you that Friday night, we will be on the air on two of the local stations in Northeast Ohio, AM 930 WEOL with Dave Sprouse and the Scoreboard Show. And don't forget, Chris Olendock and the guys over at ESPN 850 WKNR will have us on as well. We'll be on their Scoreboard Show. All right, Eli Mooneyham will have Lake Catholic at Padua. Ruben Rodriguez will have that huge game with Lorraine and Bedford. Vince McKee will take in Amherst and Avon. Patrick Kennedy will watch Berea Mid Park and North Olmsted. Peyton Vince will take in Moeller at St. Ed's. Jerry Sharp will watch Brunswick at Medina. Dave Alleygood will see Bay Village at Revere. You've got Gabby Ortiz watching North Royalton and Ordonia. Big game there. I will be out in Highland watching Highland and Talmadge. Michael Rogers will see Stowe at Falls. You've got Quentin Alberte taking in Buchtel and East. Ryan Kazmarski will see Wellington at Brookside. Mike Angelino will take on Elyria and Strongsville, or will watch that game. And finally, Mike Trevisano, Euclid at Menor. Tony, you're in action on Saturday this week.
Yes, I will be seeing Shaker Heights Stolen game. This will be a big game, for Stolen as they look to finish in the playoffs, and it'll be a big one for Shaker as they look to come back after suffering a controversial loss to Strongsville Friday.
And also on Saturday this week, we will have the big game between Xavier and Ignatius covered as well, as Vince McKee will be at Byers Field for that one. Tony, have a great week, my friend. Week 9, it's hard to believe it's almost over. We'll get you for week 10 next week.
All right. Thank you.
You got it. All right, everybody, that's going to wrap it up for the Northeast Ohio Insiders NEOSI High School Podcast Preview Show. We will see you next week for Week 10 right here, same time, same place. You're listening to it on NEOSportsInsiders.com.